The next patient is Jama Vickery. First name, J-A-M-A. Last name, Vickery. Like in Victor, I-C-K-E-R-Y, Vickery. This is the clinical case of a 59-year-old white female that is following the practice because of deterioration of the kidney function that was most likely associated to the excessive amount of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory that she was taking for the rheumatoid arthritis. The patient has changed the practice. She's taking alternatives to these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And we have seen an improvement gradually. This time, in the laboratory workup that was done on March the 19th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 0.9 milligrams per deciliter. The BUN is 22, and the estimated EFR is 66 mLs per minute. The albumin creatinine ratio is just 6. The patient is in very, very stable condition. The vital signs are stable. There is no evidence of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 120 over 80, and she is controlled with the administration of irbesartan, period. Number two, vitamin D deficiency. The patient is advised to continue taking at least 2,000 international units of vitamin D3 on a daily basis. Following number, the rheumatoid arthritis, the rheumatoid factor is elevated at 448. The patient didn't have insurance. After she retired from the old work, and now she was able to capture insurance, and she's going to go to the rheumatologist. Following number, essential hypertension under control. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The practice is discouraged, and the patient was explained about the acceleration of the arteriosclerotic process in the presence of nicotine abuse. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with lab.